Cinema Rhythms. Music. Interviews. Interviews. Cinema Rhythms. And now your host of Cinema Rhythms, David Lane.
In the past, we featured artists, musicians, and their projects, along with covering important groups and organizations. But with the coming of Comprehensive Safety Analysis 2010, we felt it was important enough to cover on this edition of Semi-Rhythms. I'm David Lane, and by now you should have heard something about CSA 2010 and how it will bring major changes to the trucking industry. But what is this CSA 2010, and how, or will it, affect you? According to a recent publication on the CSA 2010 website, the driver enforcement process will provide FMCSA with the tools to identify problem drivers and to verify and address these issues. The new Driver Safety Measurement System, or SMS, enables safety inspectors to evaluate roadside performance of drivers across employers over a 3-year period. Now, using this system, safety investigators hope to identify high-profile drivers with overall poor safety histories who work for carriers that have been identified as requiring a CSA 2010 investigation. Most of the information out now is for carriers and what they can expect, but the driver safety enforcement impacts both carriers and drivers. In a recent CSA 2010 listening session, Captain Dan Meyer of the Kansas Highway Patrol pointed out that
drivers also will want to understand what the basics are and the new methodology in the SMS document. They will also want to maintain copies of their inspections and challenge them when appropriate.
With a more accurate measurement of the safety performance of carriers and drivers, CSA 2010 says it plans to capture all on-road safety performance data, that is, all safety-based roadside violations and crash data, and put it into 7 specific categories of carrier and driver behavior called Behavior Analysis and Safety Improvement Categories, or BASICS for short.
We are more concerned than ever before about driver behavior, and we want to make sure that's corrected and be part of the solution to changing driver behavior, which we know will lead to saving lives and reducing crashes.
That's CSA 2010 National Training Manager Steve Porowski.
Our current system has 4 safety evaluation areas. Of our 7 basics, 5 of those 7 basics deal with driver behavior, which is a significant change from the 4 safety evaluation areas we have today.
The 7 specific categories you'll be measured on are unsafe driving, vehicle maintenance, fatigue driving or hours of service, cargo-related, driver fitness, crash indicator, and controlled substances and or alcohol. But not everybody agrees that CSA 2010 is a good thing. Dan Little, owner of Little & Little Trucking Company and founder of Owner Operators United Incorporated, said in a recent interview on NPR's Talk of the Nation with Neil Conan that if these rules go into effect,
they will immediately remove 175,000 truck drivers off the road. The people that made this, designed this for the FMCSA, was led by Mr. Madsen from the Volpe Center. Very intelligent individual, but has never held a CDL, has never been in the cab of a truck that we can find anywhere, nor has any of his team. They look at statistics.
I bet if you ask anybody in the industry right now about CSA 2010, you'll hear all kinds of opinions and comments, but one thing is sure, CSA 2010 has a lot of people concerned, and maybe some for good reason. For now, it looks like the big pressure will be on the carriers. But according to the CSA 2010 website, the driver safety enforcement will focus on driver enforcement for serious rule violations, such as driving while disqualified, driving without a valid commercial driver's license, making a false entry on a medical certificate, committing numerous hours of service violations, and enforcement action will be taken directly against the driver for these violations. Some good news is if the carrier is also determined to be a responsible party, it may also receive enforcement action. Captain Dan Meyer.
Down the road, we could see a driver actually checking out a company before he applies with the company. And this is something we're excited about that could potentially help the safe drivers avoid the pitfalls of signing on with somebody that doesn't have the same safety standards they do.
Bottom line, whether you like the rules and regulations or not, we need them. From the games we play or watch on TV to the business we work in, rules and regulations keep the playing field level and, hopefully, only penalizes those who don't play by them. CSA 2010 is coming. How much of it will change or become law, well, that remains to be seen. And how they plan to accomplish all this? Well, that's a whole nother story. But it is coming. In one form or another, it will not only affect all carriers, but all professional CDL holders, company drivers, and owner-operators alike. So keep listening to the Driver Audio Magazine for more information, and check out the CSA 2010 website for yourself.
CSA 2010 will go into effect this year in one form or another. We'd like to hear what you think about CSA 2010. Is this a good thing? Are you concerned about how this will impact drivers? Let us know.
Tell us what you think on our vent line. Just dial 1-866-EZ2-VENT. That's 1-866-392-8368, just in case you need the numbers. And use extension 162. Now isn't that easy? And it's free, too, and available 24/7.
That's right, drivers. It's free. Hey, you got to like that. So Take a minute and give us a buzz. That number again, 1-866-392-8368, extension 162.
Well, we've heard the basics about CSA 2010, but coming up, David Lane digs deeper into the legal side with lawyer Jim Klepper from Driver's Legal Plan.
That's all coming up.